The smart, the bad, and the insane.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for September 5th, 2017. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me.
That is you.
It is me. And thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast, and welcome back, Janine.
Thank you.
We missed you.
Thank you.
We did. I did. I'm
sure the listeners did too.
You're nice to
listen to. Well, I doubt that, but that's still okay.
I don't doubt that at all. You have fans. You now have a fan base.
Like friends, family.
Family. But it's still nice.
Okay.
I'm sure past that. No, you do. I enjoy doing this with you.
Well, thank you.
I think it shows. excuse me. I'm fighting a cold, so if I sound weird, that's the reason why. But let's dive right in, shall we?
All righty,
then. Or is it too late for that?
It's never too late to dive right in.
Okay. This week's Prickly City talked about how the smart has moved to Canada. The one thing, and I've wailed about this a number of times on the podcast before, and I put it in the strip finally, and I think, can we all agree that Nazis equal bad? Can we?
You would think.
But our readers, the commenters?
Well, I think all of them did, according to Ignatz. The neo-Nazis and the KKK support Trump, and that's his sole criterion of what makes someone a good person. He likes Putin for the same reason. Putin has flattered him, therefore he's a good person. And
I think that's probably true.
Yeah, oh yeah, I think he just cares about himself. That's my opinion. But Kyle of Lokalsh says, according to the Cittadini, some Nazis are good people. Gotta love the good Nazis. To which Tu Elung Jensen replied, no, he said that there was good people in both groups. Not that Nazis were good, because it wasn't all Nazis or Antifa on either side. And she's not always been, she doesn't generally just chime in with nice Trump stuff. But Left Coast Ken responded to that, saying, but the general argument is that good people wouldn't be hanging out with white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and KKKs. What's their excuse? That they got lost?
No, I think you can make an argument. I'm not making it, but I'm going to make it because I listen to all sides, which apparently makes me a bad conservative. I'm getting a lot of crap from a lot of people that I'm not a real conservative or a real Republican because I don't. Everything they believe in, and it's starting to really piss me off. But that's for another series of comic strips. The argument you can make for people at the Charlottesville protest were: some people showed up because they believe that those statues should not be taken down. Boom.
That they ended up with these white supremacists.
But here's the thing: if you're standing there, okay, let's say you're at a protest for anything. I don't know. I can't even imagine something you believe in and something you're near you and near and dear to your heart. You show up, all of a sudden you're surrounded by the Nazi flag and KKK. Would you stick around?
No, you would think something's wrong here.
Yes, something's bad here. And then of course the numbskulls from Antifa who they give the right all the ammunition they could possibly need. These are idiot kids who want to punch somebody. That seems to be their main gist of things. Anyway, I went on to talk about Guam, and I did a series in 2016, or was it 2012? It was a while ago. It's been Anyway, so Kevin, the Lost Bunny of the Apocalypse, who was a U.S. senator, ran for president, put all of his eggs in one basket. And if you remember, that's what former New York Mayor Giuliani did. He was put everything in the Florida primary. And so Kevin put everything into the Guam primary, which I just think was hilarious. And they actually do have one. In fact, I got interviewed by the newspapers in Guam and got the strip got picked up.
Yes.
Did you want to say something?
No.
Okay, you were doing the finger thing.
No.
Okay. I just see she was pointing, and I thought.
No, I was moving something.
Okay. So, to the point where I got enough traction where the Republican Party of Guam canceled its caucuses.
Because of you.
To this day, I'm convinced of it, and unless someone tells me differently, that's what I choose to believe. That's my fake news that I'm going to believe because they canceled because I think Kevin would have gotten a lot of votes if people had caucused. So the Republican Party canceled their caucuses and chose who the delegates were going to represent by the executive committee. So they actually. So I think they were afraid that Kevin would get votes at the
perhaps.
Republican, which I think would have been awesome. but that's maybe just me. But I feel sorry for Guam right now. My heart just goes out to, because that's got to be terrifying.
I know. I think one of the commenters who I didn't write down just had said that this is kind of like your strip's a little behind, but that still is a subject. Even though he did not attack Guam at the end of August, like he said, he's still threatening them.
Yeah, and they're still in the crosshairs.
So it would still be scary.
Right. And so, you know, I made fun of Guam because it is sort of a corner of the world we don't think about very often. It is a United States protectorate. And it's, but those are our people. They're human beings. And they were doing some people on the street interviews. And whoever commented on that, I'd like to also say that the strip, there's a lag time. Sadly, there's about a week and a half, 2 week lag time. Issues. And that's how fast the news cycle moves. And so I went on there and talked about threat of war and just how I think Donald Trump is handling North Korea really, really, really bad.
Well, RS says, if you knew squat about Kim, you know the guy is worse than Hitler and you can't negotiate with him. In fact, such stupidity has brought us to this point.
There's something to be said for that, but I also think threatening him like you're an 11-year-old is also not the right tack to take.
And J12M says, why does it seem everybody assumes it would be a nuclear war? If we were to preemptively strike the North Korean nuke bases / facilities, it would most likely be with conventional weapons so as to cripple / destroy their ability to launch nukes. To which Darson54 responds, first off, they are using solid fuel rockets, which can be sent from mobile launchers. Thus, we don't actually know where and how many they have. Let's say we take out most, but they manage to lob one on Seoul or somewhere in Japan. Even though North Korea's army may be hopelessly out of date, it's still huge. And it's probably got a fair number who would make a suicide run at the South. You're talking hundreds upon hundreds of thousands dead. You conservatives live in a fantasy world where no one ever shoots back at the U.S. And do you know what weapon has caused more death than any other? The AK-47. You don't need to be sophisticated to be deadly.
I understand that, and you're right. This is a shell game that is, you know, terrifying. You get, let's say, Kim Jong Un has 10 nuclear warheads, and we hit 9 of them. You know, do you really want to lose San Francisco?
Yeah, he still has got that one.
Yeah. So this is a dangerous game, and I want a serious person handling it, and we don't. Any other comments we have to talk about?
Kevin 78661 says about Trump, we know he's a skunk, but this is the only sane option. Which,
what was he talking about?
About that Donald Trump is a skunk, but still the only sane option. That he was better than Hillary is basically what I'm assuming he said.
Well, we had Gary for a while until he kind of imploded. Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico and his running mate, William Weld. And that's who I supported in the strip and actually ended up voting for. But, yeah, you know.
But there were other people saying that Trump is you know, on their side. He's there for us, to which Coffee Cup said if he were on their side, he would be working to pass legislation to help them. Sorry.
It's a hard word. You're just back from it. You're back.
Not playing golf and holding campaign rallies 24/7.
Yeah, the campaign rallies, I scratch my head at. You know, people, Republicans and conservative commentators, groused a lot because the first, say, year and a half, 2 years of the Obama administration, he did the same thing because that's what they know. That's how they rallied support and got votes, and that worked for them. And so, you know, you'd see President Obama go out and have these rallies, and it was aggravating because the campaign is over. You won. You hold the office. Now's the time to govern, not give idiotic. And he does. I could go off on Trump for a long, long time.
Right.
Because
Tim Bob 2313 says every place he goes where he doesn't read a speech, it's all about Trump. His rallies, both before and after the election, are all about him. He keeps repeating the same inane, vague words over and over. Words matter, but the words Trump speaks are empty of any knowledge. Just saying the same things over and over. In the end, it's all about him. He has apparently never read the Constitution, hasn't got a clue how government works, and the budget he sent to Congress would hurt his voters first.
I actually just posted a blog at the chicagotribune.com/Stantis, if you want to check it out. And I said almost that exact same thing.
Well, during the election, you and I listened to the speeches, and I really, because we knew people who were smart people who still were voting for Trump, and I never thought he made any sense.
No, I tried to. But yeah.
He'd have a few things here and there that sounded okay, but the rest was just, like they said, just cliches strung together.
Right. And there are, you know, and there were Democrats who I had the same feeling about. Like, okay, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to try and get it. I'm going to see what the appeal is here. And with the current president, it never sank in. Never got it. And as I've said before, I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican. I, you know, have been for my entire life. And this guy runs contrary to everything I always felt those two movements embraced. And so, you know, we'll see how this plays out. The Russian investigations by Mueller seems to be wrapping up, and maybe we will, maybe we won't find out some more information. I suspect we will. Some very disturbing information.
But, of course, supporters never believe any information anyway, no, well, anybody.
Well, that's the whole – when you're, you know, that whole 35 percentile that supports Donald Trump fervently, every time something comes out negative, they come out and say that can't be true. You know, versus like, you know, facts like it's not true because of A, B, and C. No, it's not true. Because obviously the source of this information is prejudice. It could be coming from anybody. It could be in the Bible. And they'd say, you know, it just that's not true. So there you go. I think we're about there.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Hey, listen, thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen in Winslow, go ahead and check them out. Go to gocomics.com/Prickly City or go to scottstantis.com and leave a comment, and maybe we'll mention it here on the podcast. And by the way, if you want to just talk to us directly, you're more than welcome to. Go ahead and email us at pricklycity@gmail.com. I think that about covers it for now. Thank you. Thank you, Janine Fadich.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brian Altimer, who's our wonderful producer, who just had a birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Brian.
Happy birthday, Brian. And to all at WGN and WGN Plus for letting us play with their equipment and do this podcast. And so until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.